Bezras Hashem Yisbarei, today's daf is Tes Vav in Meseches Pesachim. It is the 337th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Yudalid Amud Beis, where the Gemara is going to analyze our Mishnah on Yudalid Amud Aleph. We've begun the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina, Skan Konim, and the Halachos of Tumah and Tahara. The Gemara is going to quote Rabbi Meir's statement, Midivrehem Lamanu, that Rabbi Meir had said from their words, and there's going to be quite a long discussion in our Gemara of what Rabbi Meir is referring to. That analysis of Rabbi Meir with Rayos back and forth will take us through to Tesvav Amud Beis, and the Gemara will actually bring up the halachos of Hefzid, that there are times that we're more lenient because of Hefzid. The Gemara then will discuss, we've been discussing up until now in our Mishnayos and Sugyas of the halachos of burning chametz, whether of kachim or of truma, before the Zman Isur. The Gemara then will discuss what happens if a person finds after the Zman Isur. And this analysis of Rabbi Meir will take us through the daf. So let's begin. Amar Rabbi Meir midivrehem lamadnu. Let's look back at the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir had said from the words of someone, their words, we learn shesarfin truma tahira imat tmeya bepesach, that you're allowed to burn truma tahira with truma tmeya on Pesach. Says, analyzes the Gemara, midivrayim deman, whose words are we talking about? Let's remind ourselves again. We had in our Mishnah two opinions above that. We had Rabbi Chanina Skan Koinim, who had told us that the Kohanim would burn together kachim that had become tummy, even though one was of greater tumah, and would cause the other to become a higher level of tumah, despite the fact that in the process of burning, the one with the lower tumah would contract the tumah. Nevertheless, there isn't a problem. Rabbi Akiva applied that also to truma that had contracted tumah. Yesterday, a large part of the Amud Beis, the Gemara was concerned learning what Rabbi Akiva was actually adding to the teaching of Rabbi Chanina Skan Koinim. So now analyzes the Gemara. Who are we talking about? Ilay midiv Rabbi Chanina Skan Koinim, that we learn from Rabbi Chanina Skan Koinim, that we're not concerned when it comes to burning kachim, that something that is a rishon l'tumah is going to cause something that's a shlishi l'tumah to become tamei as a sheni l'tumah. So do we say the same in regards to chametz on Pesach? Mi dami hasam tama vitame. There, in that case, Rabbi Chanina Skan Koinim was talking about two things that were already tame. However, here Rabbi Meir is talking about truma tahira im truma tameya. So, hacha tar vitame? Question mark. Suggests the Gemara alternative. Ve'ela midiv Rabbi Akiva. So let's say that when Rabbi Meir says he could burn truma tahira im tameya, that's chametz on Pesach, he got that from Rabbi Akiva, who told us that you're allowed to burn shemen shenifsel b'tful yom, b'ner shenitma b'tmei meis, which our Gemara analyzed yesterday, that we're talking about ner shel mateches, that will turn the shemen into a rishon l'tumah. Asks the Gemara, but also that's difficult. Midami hasam pasol v'tamei, hachatar v'tamei. Over there as well, the shemen sreifa had already become a pasul because it had come in contact with a tful yom. And since it had come in contact with a tful yom, so then in such a case it's already pasul. Hakha tar v'tame. But here you have something that's tar that is coming in contact with the tame, and Rabbi Meir is permitting it. Continues the Gemara three lines from the bottom. Neimar kasav Rabbi Meir mes nisin bi av hatumah d'oraisa v'vlad hatumah d'rabbanan. Yesterday we had already suggested a similar possibility in understanding Rabbi Chanina Skan Koinim, that Rabbi Chanina Skan Koinim was talking about a basar that was an ava tumah min ha-Torah, but when we spoke about the basar that was of a lower level, shenitma b'vlad ha-tumah, was not even talking about a regular case of a rishon l'tumah, but rather was vlad ha-tumah d'rabbanan. The chiddush was that even if it was only on a level of tumah midrabanan, we're allowed to expose it to a tumah d'oraisa. The midoraisa tor ma'alya, the min ha-Torah, it was a full-fledged case of tahara. What was that case of a tumah midrabanan? Rashi explains five lines from the bottom. It would be a case of where a kli comes in contact with ochel or mashke. The halacha is that ochel and mashke is not mitame kli, We learned yesterday, Shein Oichel Nasa Av Hatuma. But the Rabbanim made a gzeira that the Mashke is going to be Mitame Kli. So that would be the case of Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim. Umay Midivreyen. And when Rabbi Meir said Midivreyen, Midivreyen Chanina Skan Kohanim, he learned it out from Chanina Skan Kohanim that even though Minatayra you're making something that is Tahar Tame, so too, when it comes to Pesach, the same would be acceptable. Rashi adds a beautiful hezber that in general, oichel is not mitame oichel minatayra. So therefore, the case of truma is absolutely paralleled to this explanation of Chanina Skan Kohanim, because Rabbi Meir is telling us that the truma tayra is allowed to come in contact with the truma tmeya because it will only contract Tumah d'Rabbanan, because of the rule of Ein Oichel Metame Oichel Minatayra. Hence, we are only talking on a level of d'Rabbanan where there is a Tumah d'Oraisa that does not affect the other matter, and only mid'Rabbanan is Tumah being given over. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara. Reish Lakish suggested a different pshat in Rabbi Meir. Masnisim ba'ava tuma d'oraisa. Our Mishnah is talking about ava tuma min ha'Torah. V'vlada tuma d'oraisa. And also the vlada tuma is d'oraisa. Rejecting the previous teretz of the Gemara. Umay midivreim. What does it mean? Midivreim. Midivrei Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua. Referring to the words of Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua that are not mentioned in our Mishnah. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua are we talking about? Elay Mahar Rabbi Yeshua. If we're going to say we're talking about Rabbi Yeshua that's brought down later on Chaf Amibayz, which is based on a Mishnah in Trumas and Parakhas. Chavishel Truma Shinayla La Safek Tuma. If you have a barrel of Truma that had a Safek, whether it had become Tame or not. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Im Haisa Muneches B'makom HaTorfa. If it was placed in an area of Hefker. So now you have Truma, which has a Suffolk. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you still have to guard. Rashi explains the source of this, which we won't get into, that you still need to guard the Tahara of Truma, even when it's a Suffolk, whether it's Tahara or Tame. And therefore, if it's placed in a Makom of Hefker, Yani Chenu B'Makom HaMutzna, you have to put it into a private area. The im haisa megula yichasenu, and if it was covered, uncovered, you should cover it. While Rabbi Yoshua disagrees, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer im haisa meneches malkam mutzna yanichenu b'malkam atarfa. There isn't a requirement to guard truma from contracting tuma when it already has a suffix. You're allowed to leave it b'malkam atarfa in the area of hefker where it's likely to become tameh. The maisa mechusi yigalena, and you're even allowed to reveal it. Again, to be more likely that it will catch and come in contact with Tumah. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no mitzvah, Mishmeres Trumosai, to guard the Truma when it already has Safek Tumah. Reish Lakish is saying that Rabbi Yeshua becomes the source for Rabbi Meir to say that the only time that there is a requirement to make sure that Truma does not contract Tumah is when it's going to be something that's going to be eaten. Reish Lakish is assuming that the rationale for Rabbi Yoshua is that the requirement of Mishmeres Trumosai is only when it will be eaten. However, where it's already a Safek Tuma, which it can't be eaten anymore, so then we're not going to be Machbid. So too, says Rabbi Meir, since the Chametz Truma is not going to be eaten because the Shas Isur is quickly arriving, so then in such a case, we don't have to be concerned about guarding it from Truma. Asks the Gemara, mi dami, but there, it's not comparable. Hasam, over there, the furthest Rabbi Yoshua would go, is allow you to do a grama, to put him in an area where it's more likely for it to contract Truma Vadai. Hasam grama ba'alba, hacha bi'adayim, but here you're doing it with your hands, that you're putting together Truma Tahira with Truma Tumea. Who says Rabbi Yeshua goes so far? Eloha Rabbi Yeshua, it's a different Rabbi Yeshua. This not, we have in Trumas again, in the next Mishnah, Paraches Mishnah Tes. Chavishel Truma, if you have a barrel of Truma, Shenishbara Bigas Hal Yona. This is the area of the wine press that the grapes are smashed before they run down into a pit.
So you have a chametz truma, shel truma that has broken. V'tachtayna, and underneath, chulin tmeim. It's going to likely to run into a pit that has chulin, which is tamei. Despite the fact that above there's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, over here, Maida Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that you're not allowed to allow gravity to take its course and have the Truma Tahira fall into the Truma Temeya, but rather, Shem Yochel Hatzim Men Revius B'Tahara Yatsu. If you're able to save even just a Revius of Tahara, you're supposed to run, get a Kli and save it. Vim lav, but if you can't, Rabbi Eliezer still says it's prohibited to do anything to actively bring about tuma. Rabbi Eliezer meteret v'titame v'al yitamena biyad. You're allowed to let it go down and become tame because you're stuck. However, you can't be mitame biyad. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Once it's inevitable that's going to become tame, af yitamena biyad. You're even allowed to be metame with your hand. So we see that Rabbi Yoshua's opinion is that if eventually it's going to become tame, not only are you allowed to create a situation of grama, you're allowed to even be metame biyad. That now is a good parallel to our Mishnah. That Rabbi Meir is saying, midivrayim from Rabbi Yoshua, we see that you're allowed to burn Truma Tahira of Chametz with Truma Tameya, even though the Truma Tameya is going to become Tame when it comes in contact to the other. And that was what Rabbi Meir is bringing out in the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina Skan Koyanim on Yudalit Amud Aleph. The Gemara, though, asks a great question. Ihachi hai midivrayhem midivarav miboile. Then, if that is the source, then what we should be saying is not that Rabbi Meir learned midivrayhem. He learned specifically from the position of Rabbi Yoshua. Midvarav, yachi midivrayhem, midvarav miboilei. Answers the Gemara, hachikar mimachlu kosan, shel Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, lamadnu. We learn this from the substance of the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, despite the fact that, of course, we're following the position of Rabbi Yoshua according to Rabbi Meir. What? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would not be allowed to force biyadayim truma tahora to become tame. Deken ami diktani maidu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua. That we're making reference to this general machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua when the Mishnah goes on and says umaidu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua. That seems to indicate that is the context of our Mishnah that we're dealing with the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua. And when we speak about midivrayim, it just means that general machlokes shmamina. The Gemara quotes that this was as well the explanation of other amoraim in regards to what Rabbi Meir had been referring to. V'chein amar Rav Nachman amar Rabba Barfu masnisim ava tuma d'oraisa v'vada tuma d'oraisa, as opposed to the suggestion that we had on the bottom of Yudalat Amibes that we were talking about v'vada tuma d'rabbanan, regional tuma d'rabbanan. No, we're talking about d'oraisas. Aye, how could you do such a thing? That's based on the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua that once it's inevitable, then you're allowed to be metame to truma tahora. Umay midivrayim, and as we explained, what does it mean? Midivrayim in the plural, midivrayim as a Rabbi Yoshua. Period. Eis ve Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava asked the Rav Nachman about the above pshat. In our Mishnah, we have Rabbi Yossi rejecting Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi's rejection is not entirely complete. Now the Gemara, in its kasha, the above pshat of Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Meir is going on Shitas Rabbi Yoshua, the Gemara now quotes Rabbi Yossi's rejection based on the Tosefta here in our Masechta. Here, we have Rabbi Yossi in fuller form, and the way Rabbi Yossi presents his kasha on Rabbi Meir seems to indicate that the correct explanation of Rabbi Meir has nothing to do with the Machlokas Rabbi Yoshua because of the references in Rabbi Yossi's rejection. Says Gemara 10 lines from the bottom, this Tosefta we learn. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Anidan Dom L'Raya. You cannot say Midivrayim because they're not comparable. Shekish Shehidu Rabbi Seinu, when our Rabbeim were made. Amayidu, what were they testifying? What were they claiming as a testimony of the halacha. Imal basar shenitma b'vlad hatuma shetzarfinosa imal basar shenitma b'avatuma zet tamei v'zet tamei. The case of Rabbi Chanina skan koyanim, both of the pieces of kachim were tamei. Imal Hashem shenifsa b'tful yom shemadliknasam b'ner shenitma b'tmei mei zet pasul v'zet tamei. There, even though the tful yom cannot make something tamei, it can make something pasul. Rabbi Yossi's argument is that you could only talk about chametz of two different levels of truma tmeya. How could you burn truma tluya with
tame?
Maybe Elio will come and tell you ultimately that this truma tluya is tahar. So it's not comparable, Rebbe Meir's case, Rebbe Yossi says, to the above cases, midivrehem, to the above cases of Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Chanina, skan koinim. The Marshal points out that even though the expression over here is truma tzliya, and Rebbe Meir was talking about truma ta'ira, the kavana would be that if truma tzliya you would say Shema Yavo Eliyovi Tarenu, you shouldn't burn it. Certainly, if we were talking about Truma Taira, that you wouldn't burn it. That is Rabbi Yossi's objection. The Gemara is Kasha now, even though the Gemara has not yet finished quoting Rabbi Yossi's arguments too. Rabbi Meir is nevertheless now clear. How could you explain Rabbi Meir as Reish Lakish had wanted to suggest that he's referring to Rabbi Yoshua? Rabbi Yossi, when he disagrees with Rabbi Meir, does not disagree in saying that your source for Rabbi Yoshua is not correct, from Rabbi Yoshua is not correct. Rather, he rejects it by saying your source from Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva is not correct. Continues Rabbi Yossi on to Amud Beis, and he gives another reason in this Tosefta to show why the explanation, or more precisely, the position of Rabbi Meir is not correct that you'd be able to burn the Truma Tairim, the Truma Tmeya. Hapigal va noiser va tame, beishame yomrim einis rafin ka'achas, ubeisil yomrim nis rafin ka'achas. Another halacha, Beis Hillel says that you're not allowed to burn pigal noiser and tame together. And Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to burn them together. Now, right now, this raya of Rabbi Yossi is not entirely clear. Although Rashi already alludes to what the raya of Rabbi Yossi is, we're going to leave it for now. Many mefarshim leave it at this stage of the Gemara, and we're going to focus on as specific things as possible. The flow of the Gemara is really the next point. Three lines from the top. And if we're going to say that Rabbi Meir was responding to Rabbi Yoshua, then as we explained, why is Rabbi Yossi objecting that's not a proof from Chanina Skan Kohanim? It has nothing to do with Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim. That's not the Midivrayim according to Reish Lakish and Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yossi lava daite. Rabbi Yossi misunderstood Rabbi Meir. He thought that Rabbi Meir was coming from Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim, and Rabbi Meir came back to Rabbi Yossi, I'm coming from Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yossi came back to him, even that, said Rabbi Yossi, in our mission, I don't agree. Rabbi Yossi asserts that even Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua say that you would not burn the Truma Taira with the Truma Tmeya. Asks the Gemara, what is Rabbi Yossi's objection? L'chura, it's a good sushtel, it's a good parallel to Shita Rabbi Yoshua. V'amai eina hi hamida. Why did Rabbi Yossi reject it? Once Rabbi Yossi understood that Rabbi Meir is bringing a riot from Rabbi Yoshua, why did he reject it? Mido mida hi, it's a good parallel. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam Di'ika Hefsid Chulin. The raya that we had brought was the case from the Tuma Begas. The problem with Tuma Begas is over there that we had on Tesvava Med Aleph, that the wine was going of Truma Taira was going to fall into Chulin, that is Tameh. Not only would the Chulin cause the Truma to no longer be usable, but also the Chulin would now be unusable. It's midumas. It's mixed up. And therefore, the chulin is also going to be usher. Since the chulin is going to be usher, there Rabbi Yehoshua allows you to be metamim b'yadayim. But who says where you could just be serif zol b'fnei atzma, the truma tahora of chametz by itself and the truma tmei of chametz by itself? In such a case, who says that Rabbi Yehoshua would condone creating that status of tuma b'yadayim? Ask if Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Masisa nami ika hefsid de eitzim. But our Mishnah also has a problem of hefsid. If you're arguing that because of hefsid you'll be matir, so in our mission we have hefsid the eitzim, you're going to need to use more wood to burn the truma tmei and the truma tahora separately. Amaleahu Saba, there was a elderly Talmud Chacham who answered, lehefsid merub lechashashu, lehefsid muat lo chashashu. In our introduction of the daf, we pointed out that there is an important marimakum over here, and that is the idea of hefsid meruba chash, we have a chash, but we're not worried about a small hefsid. We now put a big period, and the Gemara gives us another explanation of the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, machlekes b'sheish. The machlekes between them is only in the sixth hour. Aval b'sheva divrei hakol sarfin. If it's already the seventh hour, and it's already begun the Zman Isur, then in such a case, we would allow the Truma Tahira to be burnt with the Truma Tmeya. Rashi uses a fascinating expression. Rashi says that the Isur of Chametz is Ein Lecha Tumah G'dola Mizu. There is no Tumah greater than the Isur itself, and therefore there will ignore it. It's as if the Truma Tahira becomes Tameh because of the Isur. That Rashi would require Alamdusha elaboration, but Be'ezer Hashem, we are plowing through the beautiful Shaklavitarya. Let's leave it to the time that we have the time to be Ma'ayin, but Be'ezer Hashem, we should daven for the Siyata Deshmaya to have that time to be Ma'ayin as well. Now, the Gemara is going to analyze this explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Rabbi Asi. Neima kasav Rabbi Yochanan. It seems that Rabbi Yochanan is assuming Masnis and Ba'ava Tuma Doraisa Vlada Tuma Derabbanan. Umay midivreyem, and what does midivreyem mean? Midivrei b'chanina skan kohanim. It seems that he's learning that Rabbi Meir is going back on Rabbi Chanina skan kohanim. And like we suggested yesterday, one way of understanding Rabbi Chanina skan kohanim is that Rabbi Chanina skan kohanim is allowing one to burn Tuma d'oraisa with Tuma derabbanan. And Rabbi Meir is allowing in the sixth hour, because the sixth hour is already Asur Midrabbanan, Rashi explains. And that becomes parallel to the Isur Tumah Midrabbanan that we had mentioned above from Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim. And then Rabbi Asi rejects that, but it concedes that we're talking about Chametz Doraisa. Then it's as if both are Tamei Min HaTorah. Amar Le'in, so he responded, Rev Asi responded to Rabbi Zera, if this is the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan of our Mishnah, which was an explanation that part of which we had already seen on yesterday's daf, and he says, yes. Itmar nami am Rabbi Yochanan sisim ba'ava tuma d'oraisa v'lada tuma d'rabbanan. Umay midivrei midivrei b'chanina skan kohanim umachloikis b'sheish. It would be a parallel to Rabbi Chanina skan kohanim when we're talking about the sixth hour, where Meir says you can learn from it, just like Rabbi Chanina skan kohanim says that you're allowed to have it come in contact with Tuma d'Oraisa, even though it's only Tuma Midrabbanan. So too, Rabbi Meir allows you to burn during the sixth hour. But b'sheva, aval b'sheva, divrei hakol sarfin, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that you're allowed to burn it at that particular time. Gemara now says, lema misayel, let me bring a proof to you that Rabbi Yossi is maida in the seventh hour. That even then, Rabbi Yossi would say that you could burn the Truma Tahira, or the Truma that's Tamei Midrabbanan, with the Truma that's Tamei D'Oraisa. What was Rabbi Yossi's Raya at the beginning of our Amud? We said we would get back to this. Ha-pigol v'ha-noyser v'ha-tamei be-shamir m'ein nisrafim kachas. You need to burn them separately. Be-shilal o'imrim nisrafim kachas. And Be-shilal says that you're allowed to burn them together. Why does Be-shilal say that you're allowed to burn them together? Because all of them are Asar min ha-tayra. Once they're Asr min HaTorah, the halachi is that you're allowed to burn them together. So we see from here, Rabbi Yossi holds that min HaTorah, if they're Tameh, you're allowed to burn them together, just like if Truma, Tahira and Tameh are of Chametz, are during the seventh hour. And we see that even though the Pigel and Noser don't have Tameh, nevertheless, because it's an Isur Daraisa, you're allowed to bring that, burn them together. It's a strong Raya. Says the Gemara, no. Shani Hasam, Dislu Tuma Midrabbanan. Pigel and Noser, Chazal gave it an Isur of Tuma Midrabbanan. Of course, not Minatora, but Midrabbanan. Tisnan, as we learn, it's in Sugyas and Psachim later on, Ha-Pigel V'ha-Noisar Mitamin Es-Hayadayim. Pigel and Noisar are Mitame Midrabanan. Hence, you could burn them together when they're all Isurei Doraisa, even though the Tumah is only Midrabanan. In contrast to Trumas Chametz Tahar, there's no Tumah Midrabanan, and who says Rabbi Yossi would allow it even during the seventh hour? Be'ezras Hashem, we will stop this difficult daf over here, about 12 lines from the bottom on Tez Vav Amud Bey. It's a beautiful daf. If you chazer it over a few times, you will find it quite enjoyable. It's also beautiful to be exposed to many, many different concepts of both Tumah V'Tahara as well as of Kachim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu be mezakeos that one day the sugyas of Tahara will be Halacha L'maaseh.